This spare landscape is based on a famous poem, The Second Ode on the Red Cliff, by the 11th century poet Su Shi. It describes the poet's return to the site of a celebrated battle, which prompts him to meditate on the transience of human life in the face of eternal nature. On the right, we see him crossing a bridge as he sets out. The leafless trees indicate the autumnal season. The poet looks up at the full moon, which rises between the distant mountains. The climax of the poem comes when the poet ascends the red cliff and gazes on the water below. On the left, the painting evokes this moment. The poet stands alone on top of a rock and calls down to his companions. We sense the intensity of Su Shi's confrontation with the wilderness, and this becomes a metaphor for his sense of isolation. This painting has a traditional theme, but the artist, Zhang Ruitu, has turned it into a very personal reflection of his own state of mind. Zhang was a high government official and a well-known calligrapher at a perilous time in Chinese politics. The emperor was weak, and the eunuch, Wei Zhongxian, wielded irregular power, even erecting temples in his own honor. In 1627, Zhang asked to retire from government, probably because he sensed the danger of his closeness to Wei. The following year, the emperor died, and one of the new emperor's first acts was to impeach Wei Zhongxian. Those close to the eunuch also suffered, and Zhang Ruitu was reduced to the status of a commoner. This scroll was created during this year-long drama.